I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, welcome back into the show. Mitch Harper here, Matt Biamonte. KSL News Time 106 PM on this Saturday afternoon. We're counting down the days, of course, to BYU football. One Saturday closer, as Dave McCann said, who was on with us earlier. And if you missed that interview, go download it today on KSLSports.com on our podcast feed. It was a great interview with Dave, and we, of course, talked about the quarterback position. And earlier this week, one of the candidates for the quarterback job is Jacob Conover. He was down in Arizona training a little bit with Max Hall and Ty Detmer. And I'm curious, Matt, did that get you excited at all about the prospects of Conover potentially winning the job maybe this fall?
No, to answer that question.
Did it get you excited at all?
No, because I don't want him to win the job. I think he's going to be a great BYU quarterback. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I believe it with every fiber in my DNA, is that you do not want to start a true freshman quarterback in college football. I just don't think you do. And I know that BYU's got the skills, they got the line, but there's not a lot of true freshman quarterbacks that just – light the college football scene on fire. I want an experienced guy. So I want to see Jaren Hall or Baylor Romney for a couple years and then bring in the Conover era for 3 years, hopefully, and just keep, you know, cycling it through like that. That's just – maybe I'm old school with that. Maybe I need to be shown a different way, but that's what I believe works in college football. So that did not get me excited about him being the starting quarterback this year, but it did get me excited for Jacob Conover's future because I think he's going to be an outstanding quarterback. And I love that these guys are training with different coaches and just hearing a different voice and seeing how things are done from different points of view in any aspect of life is a healthy thing. It's a great thing to incorporate different things from different people that have been successful. So I love that. But to answer your specific question, no.
And I got me a little bit excited. I'm not going to lie. I saw Conover working with Detmer and Max Hall. Like, I mean, you can't get better than that, right? Those are two of the all-time greats. I mean, that's what, top five quarterbacks right there that he's working with? And those guys are giving him some pointers. I mean, it's great stuff. Now, obviously, with the freshman component, it is going to be a tough hill to climb to be the week one starter. But I get this feeling, though, with Conover, that if there's anyone that can do it, it could potentially be him, just because he did run the scout team offense this past season, and he was someone that just – he got to experience and see how Zach Wilson operated in that quarterback room. I mean, he even mentioned that back in March when he spoke with us in the media. He talked about how valuable that was to just see how Zach prepares and how he worked and how valuable that was. And I think it was valuable for Baylor Romney and Jaren as well. But I think for Conover, you know, he's only, what, you know, four games behind Romney and Hall. Like, Hall started two games. Romney started, I had a thought. There's two games as well. Both guys have started two games.
It was.
For BYU, Romney's played in four is where I was getting confused there. But, you know, there's not many starts under the belt where he's so far behind those other guys. Now, Romney's the most experienced guy, and it was interesting. You know, Dave did say if the season started on Monday, Baylor Romney would probably be the starter. But, you know, I think that Conover, to me, I think he's good enough to at least be in that maybe final two conversation with him and Jaren Hall potentially. I think he's good enough to be in that mix.
There's no doubt he's good enough. I just strongly believe that even if it's not actual game experience, it's growing up. I mean, when you're 23 or 24 and you're 19, 20, it's just different.
He's served a mission. He's the most mature man on the face of the earth now, right?
No.
That's what the national pundits tell us. BYU's the most mature team.
I hate to burst the bubble, but it actually doesn't make you the most mature person in the world. A 21-year-old me, I think, could shock you when it comes to that regard. But the talent's fantastic. And look, you also just can't replicate take Baylor Romney, for instance. That Boise State game was a big deal. Let's rewind the clock and remember the circumstances. BYU was on a skid. They were losing football games. And Boise State was undefeated. And the weather was crazy. And he gets thrown into here because Jaren Hall gets hurt the week before. And he delivers. Like, that, you cannot replicate that in practice. You can't. That was great that he was here for a year. None of anything that he has done up to this point doesn't even scratch the surface for what Baylor Romney's experienced up to this point. That matters in college football. And so what I loved about Zach Wilson's career, because I know, and you know, Mitch, too, that there was a portion of the coaching staff that thought he was ready to go day one. Maybe that was the way they should go, and they didn't do it. They went with Tanner Mangum, and he learned some things, saw the game from the sidelines, hearing the play calls, all that stuff matters. And then when he got put in his freshman season, he was ready to go. He was ahead of the curve. There wasn't the deer in the headlights moment that sometimes true freshmen get in college football. And if that's what happens to Jacob Conover, sign me up. If you want to go with Romney or Hall and they don't deliver and four, five, six games in, you go to Conover and he's great, I'm all for it. I think that's a totally different circumstance from just giving the keys of the program to a true freshman right out of the gate. I don't want to see it.
Do you think, though, in this era of college football, because things have changed a lot in 3 years now, as we've talked about today, transfers have that one-time waiver. Like, they can go to another school. Like, does that play a role, you think, in this decision? Because if you got the hotshot freshman quarterback who was an Elite 11 guy, had an offer to Alabama, it's going to be the cliche thing that everyone brings up, similar to that of Tanner Mangum was co-MVP at the Under Armour All-American game with Jameis Winston. Like, that's going to be Jacob Conover's thing. Like, he had an offer from Alabama. That he was in Nick Saban's office. Do you feel like that's going to play a role? Because to me, like, that's always going to weigh on the back of my mind. Like, I do not want to lose the hot shot prospect to the portal potentially. If he's like sitting at number three behind the two upperclassmen, did he get a fair crack at it? Does he feel like he didn't get enough of a chance to really win that job? Because I feel like you got to make it all things equal right now. And give every one of these guys an equal shot. And I think Conover's good enough. If it is truly equal, he's good enough to potentially win the job.
Yes. We talked to Aaron Roderick a few weeks ago, and I think Aaron Roderick is just the perfect guy to run the show right now because I think that he can relate to these. Not that Jeff Grimes couldn't, but Aaron Roderick is younger, and I think just the way that he's explained things to us, I can imagine sitting in the quarterback room with them and having a difficult conversation. And he didn't want to give any inkling of what happened in spring because he wanted to talk to his guys. And I think that goes a long way, having that honesty and that open communication with your coach. Jacob Conover's a BYU guy. I mean, there was did he tweet this or someone tweeted, I can't remember, a picture of him as a little kid in the Lavelle Edwards Stadium in the last week. Like, I don't think that's an issue with him, especially if you say you're the guy and if someone's hurt, it could be your show, but we want to get you ready for 2023 or whenever it is, and you're going to have 3 years. I think it's more of a risk for Romney than Hall than it is for Conover at this point.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. I mean, where do you feel like you're at right now with this quarterback race? Do you feel like it's still Hall?
I would still lean Jaren Hall. I just think I keep coming back to this, and Baylor Romney can do a little bit of it, but Aaron Roderick wants this offense to do as many of the things that you saw last year as possible. And there's one guy that meets that criteria, I think, perfectly, and that's Jaren Hall. I just think Zach Wilson had, 15 rushing touchdowns. He had the dual threat ability. So can Jaren Hall. And that's not to say that Romney and Conover can't move. They're not statues. I mean, these guys are athletic, but not to Hall's point of view. I think it is. I would still lean Jaren Hall by a hair, but there's no doubt I think we're sleeping on Romney a little bit. What do you say?
I think so. I mean, I think that Jaren Hall, I think, Aaron Roderick had a conversation with us before spring ball, and he said, Jacob Conover's arrival last fall was maybe kind of changed a little bit of the master plan, if you will. Yeah. And I, try to read into that and think, what does that master plan look like? I think in a best case scenario, it's Jaren Hall for 3 years, because keep in mind, if you noticed, he just recently got granted a medical redshirt. So now he's a redshirt sophomore this year. Jaren Hall is going to have 3 years of eligibility to go forward and be the starter potentially. So something that's kind of interesting. He got a medical redshirt granted to him, for last season, so it didn't even factor. I mean, he already had the free year, of course, but now he's a redshirt sophomore. Pretty amazing how that works. And I think in a best-case scenario, he's your starter for 2 or 3 years, and then Jacob Conover is the starter for 2 years in that master plan. And how Romney fits into that, I don't know.
Here's how he fits in, Mitch.
I feel like Hall and Conover just have the higher ceilings potentially. I feel comfortable with Romney winning a lot of games for BYU, but I feel like there's this intriguing next-level type talent aura to Hall and Conover that you want to kind of scratch the surface and see what else is there with those guys potentially. That's what kind of piques my interest.
Here's how I think Romney fits in. I think it's very realistic to assume that if Jaren Hall is named the starter, you probably won't get a full year with him. Now, knock on wood, cross your fingers, that's not the case, because when BYU gets a full year with the starting quarterback, they're pretty dang good at football. But I think it's reasonable to say, hey, sorry you're not starting, but we know that Jaren Hall has had some injury issues. You could be ready to go at any moment. Or if he doesn't perform, you're ready to go. So just because you're not named the starter in college football, history would say, especially in the past 5 years, the backup quarterback is going to play some football.
Yeah, in BYU's case, sometimes the third and fourth string plays.
Soul Jay, stay ready.
Jake Jensen, get ready. Oh, Ray Riley, are you ready on deck? Quarterback number 7. What was it? In 2017, they played who? They had Tanner Mangum.
Hodge.
They had Bo Hodge. Coy Detmer Jr. Didn't he get some run?
He did get some run.
And then Joe Critchlow.
Yep.
Was there anyone else?
So we got Tanner, Critchlow, Bo, I think that was it. I think Critchlow finished out the year, but 4 dudes. And I don't think Joe was on scholarship then.
No, he was on an academic scholarship, and then he got an athletic scholarship after.
What happened to Joe, really quickly? Speaking of the transfer portal, I'm dying to know. Where did
he had a little bit of interest from Jim McElwain at Central Michigan, but never ended up anywhere. Smart kid, tremendous in his academics. He already graduated from BYU, of course, but didn't find a landing spot, which is a bummer, because he had some moments. I mean, didn't Ed Lamb once say he was going to be the next great BYU quarterback? And he was we could maybe take that one back a little bit. Anyway, got to take a break, though. On the other side, we're having a good time today on this Saturday afternoon here on Cougar Sports Saturday. The top BYU football players of the last 20 years. Let's get to that next. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.